Okay, so for today's Limud in Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we start Siman Resh Mem Tes. Now, Siman Resh Mem Tes is about traveling on Erev Shabbos. So I'm going to share with you very briefly what the synopsis of this halacha is, and then I'm going to go to a very common application of a halacha that stems from Siman Resh Mem Ches. So Siman Resh Mem Tes is about traveling on Erev Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, that you're not allowed to travel too close to Shabbos. You're not allowed to travel at the latter part of Erev Shabbos. You have to only travel at the beginning part of Friday, but you can't travel too close to Shabbos. How much at the beginning of Shabbos does your traveling have to be? So it's depending on the shittas, but it could be you have to travel within the first 3 hours of the day or 4 hours of the day, depending on the opinions. But you're not supposed to travel past that point because it's going too close to Shabbos. And there's a concern that if you travel too close to Shabbos and you reach your destination, whoever is hosting you might have to all of a sudden start to prepare for your meals on Shabbos. And they might inadvertently cook on Shabbos and walk into a problem of chilul Shabbos in the preparations for Shabbos. And therefore we say, don't travel too close to Shabbos. Reach your destination within the beginning part of the day. What's the beginning of the part of the day? So again, depending on the shittas, within the first 3 hours of the day or the first 4 hours. However, in most cases, this doesn't have a practical application today. Why? So the Mishneh Berurah already points out that today, A, if your host knows of your trip in advance and knows to prepare for you, so ostensibly we assume that they're not going to run into a problem of Chil Shabbos by preparing for you once you arrive, because they'll have the meal prepared in advance because they know you're coming. They know to expect you. And therefore, in most cases today, since the host has a way of knowing in advance about your arrival, they won't come to start preparing after you arrive on Erev Shabbos, and therefore they're not going to run into a problem of Chil Shabbos. That's number one. Today's communication basically negates this concern because you can notify the host in advance that you're coming, and therefore there's no Chil Shabbos. Also, the Paiskim add that the custom today is to cook a lot in advance of Shabbos. You prepare extra food, and therefore it's not like all of a sudden you're going to arrive and they're going to start to panic and have to cook and prepare for their guests on Shabbos and be of in violation of Shabbos. No, they cook enough. There's enough extra food that chances are they're not going to have to start preparing and cooking once you come to your destination too close to Shabbos. So therefore, in most cases, this is not a practical din of making sure to travel dafka within the first 3 or 4 hours of the day. However, it could be negay in one case, and that is, if let's say a person is traveling on Erev Shabbos and they're going to reach their hotel or cabin or bungalow colony on Erev Shabbos late, and they're going to then have to start making their own food upon arrival, then you run into this problem, because maybe you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos if you start preparing too close to Shabbos. That's the only real practical application of this halacha today. However, the Mishneh Berurah says that even though practically speaking, there is no restriction today in most cases of traveling on Erev Shabbos if it's past the 3 or 4 hours from the beginning of the day because of the aforementioned reasons. Nevertheless, says the Mishneh Berurah, you have to be very careful about traveling too close to Shabbos. You never know what could happen during your journey, and you might get stuck, you might get delayed, and you have to make sure to reach your destination when you're not running into a conflict with Shabbos. You have to make sure you're coming in advance so you don't have any issues of potential Chil Shabbos. Okay, that's the practical application of Siman Resh Mem Tes. I move on to a very quick but very important application of Siman Resh Mem Ches. You're not supposed to do things within the 3 days prior to Shabbos that will inevitably lead to Chil Shabbos. So you're not to do things on Erev Shabbos or on Thursday, and according to some shittas, even from Wednesday on. So it's depending on the opinion. Some say from Thursday you have to worry about this, some say from Wednesday, but be that as it may, the few days before Shabbos, you have to worry about things that you're going to do that inevitably will cause a Chil Shabbos scenario based on Sakana once Shabbos arrives. So for instance, if you have a medical procedure done that you don't have to do, particularly today, you could have done it any day of the week, and you decide to do it within the last few days of the week, and you know that because of this medical procedure, you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos because it's going to be a Sakana, the halacha is you're not allowed to do it too close to Shabbos. Okay? Also, the Paiskim explained that even if it's not going to engender a sakana scenario and necessitate Chil Shabbos, but if you're going to do something within 3 days before Shabbos that's going to inevitably be mevatel and nullify and reduce your Oynig Shabbos when Shabbos arrives, because it's going to put you in a physical pain scenario or something of that nature, you should avoid that. So based on this halacha, the Paiskim say that if a person has to undergo or wants to undergo surgery that's non-urgent, so you want to, a person wants to remove his tonsils, or the doctor says that he has to remove his tonsils, but it's not urgent and doesn't have to be done right next to Shabbos, the halacha is, l'chatchila, a person must ensure that this surgery takes place at the beginning of the week and not the end of the week. Because if it happens at the end of the week, you're necessitating a potential chil Shabbos if you're in a sakana over Shabbos, and B, you're causing bittul einik Shabbos because you're going to be in pain over Shabbos. So a non-urgent operation should be done, if possible, at the beginning of the week rather than the end of the week. According to some sheet, it's from Thursday on. According to the other sheet, it's from Wednesday on. However, we note a couple of exceptions to the rule. Number one, says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, if you have a surgeon that you want to do the operation, and he's an expert in the given procedure, and he's only available at the latter half of the week, the halach is that even though in general we say non-urgent operations should be done at the beginning of the week rather than the end of the week because of a potential Chil Shabbos because of sakana that you might engender, or bittul einik Shabbos, in this case where it's an expert surgeon and he's only available at the latter part of the week, it's mutter to have the surgery done by him, even if it's at the end of the week. So you could do it Thursday, Friday, or Wednesday. Exception number two, if you're in pain and you want to rid yourself of the pain, then you're allowed to have the surgery performed even on Friday. So again, the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa is noting this second exception as well, and he basically says that the only halacha that mandates doing the surgery at the beginning of the week is if you're not currently in pain that you want to have relieved. However, if you're currently in pain, you want the pain to be relieved, you're allowed to have the surgery even if it's non-urgent, even at the latter part of the week. Okay, so that's the second halacha that stems from Simin Reish Mem Ches, avoiding non-urgent surgeries from Wednesday onward. Okay, so basically we're saying that non-urgent surgeries should be avoided l'chatchila from Wednesday onward. Why? Either because you're going to inevitably be mevatel and diminish your enjoyment of Shabbos because you're going to be recovering from the surgery, or because you might entail chil Shabbos because of sakana that might emanate on Shabbos. So for these two reasons, you should avoid having non-urgent surgeries from Wednesday onward because you have to already worry about the upcoming Shabbos. However, if you have one of these two exceptions, it's allowed. Either because the expert surgeon is only available at the latter part of the week, or you're currently in pain, you want it relieved, you want it to be done as soon as possible.